In with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network, this is Brian Ulmer of Farm Media. It's brought to you in part by...
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at CadaFarmLoan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
The USDA's probe into price-fixing allegations in the beef industry continues. Ag Secretary Sonia Perdue would like some extra tools to deal with potential price manipulation across the industry. Last week, Secretary Perdue spoke during a Senate Appropriations Agriculture FDA subcommittee hearing. He told committee members that he's concerned about the wide range of beef prices livestock producers get when compared to meat packers. And in this month's interview with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, he also discussed this price-fixing that's going on that involves the packers and the negative impacts on beef producers.
We have had these concerns with the packers for years and years and years, how they collude to come up with their prices. Unfortunately, we haven't got the answers that we need, and USDA hasn't moved as quickly as either of us, and quite frankly, those of us in the industry, to make sure that we address this. It makes no sense to me that cattle from the feedlot to the packer can go limit down for a number of days. It was, 3 weeks ago we were at $1.20 fat cattle. You can't get a dollar now. That's a huge issue, but yet the markets in our grocery stores are actually higher. Depending on the selected meat, you're looking at $8, $9, $10 for a pound for a cut of meat in our grocery stores. That continues to increase while the packers continue to decrease the price going to the feeder. That's a problem.
There's much more of the interview with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg online inside the barn at barnmedia.net. The Colorado Livestock Association would like to recognize those livestock producers who go above and beyond to keep their families and employees safe on their operations. This year's Safe Farm Award winners are Bamford Farms of Haxton, Bella Holsteins of Plantville, Christensen Brothers of Weldona, Dvorak Feeders of Burlington, McClary Farms of Sedgwick, D&D Feedlot West, Iliff, and Penny Family Farms in Burlington. Colorado Livestock Association safety group members are committed to creating safe workplaces for their family members and employees. For more information, visit ColoradoLivestock.org.
For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.